Welcome to the AAT to ICAEW Progression Route podcast, put together by AAT to give you a little more information about the ICAEW and what the ICAEW qualification entails. If you are listening to this, you're probably thinking, where do I go from here? Do I want to take on further studies? And if I do, what can I expect from studying the ICAEW qualification? We've put together this podcast to hopefully answer some of your questions and to explain to you about the exams you'll need to take if you decide to study ICAEW, as well as letting you know what exemptions you may be eligible for as an AAT member. As with anything, it's always best to be prepared, so I'll also be giving you a heads up on some of the things you could be doing now to get yourself warmed up before getting stuck into your ICAEW studies, as well as explain how AAT can help you with this. You may already know that when you qualify with the ICAEW, you can use the letters ACA after your name. The progression route for AAT members going on to study for the ICAEW qualification is known as the AAT to ACA Fast Track. A bit like the AAT, the ICAEW qualification is fairly broad, so it means you aren't necessarily restricting your employment options, which might be a very important factor in any decision you make about further studies. ICAEW members and students tend to work in all sectors of the economy, from practice to commerce, industry and the public sector. They currently have around 136,000 members and a further 14,500 students working towards its qualification. In order to gain the ICAEW qualification, you not only need to pass a number of exams, which I'll come to very shortly, but you'll also need to complete a minimum 3-year contract with an authorised training employer, or ATE. The way this works is that during the period of your training contract, you need to complete a minimum 450 days relevant work experience. There is also an initial professional development, or IPD, that confirms you've developed both your technical and professional skills to the appropriate level. You need to record your progress in completing the IPD in a student log, which is monitored regularly by your employer. ICAEW students also need to complete a programme of structured training in ethics, or STE. In terms of exams, the ACA qualification comprises two stages. The professional stage is the first level, and advanced stage is the second. To help you start considering the different exams, a full list of the ICAEW exams can be found from the AAT to ICAEW progression route page, where you access this podcast. As an AAT member, if you have completed the revised accounting qualification, you're eligible for exemption from the 3 knowledge modules. If you're an AAT member that's completed the following units at level 4, then you'll be able to claim credit for one or more of the other ICAEW professional stage knowledge modules. AAT external audit gives you credit for ICAEW assurance. Both AAT Business Tax and AAT Personal Tax give credit for ICAEW Principles of Taxation. AAT members can also sit a special financial accounting top-up paper. Successful completion of this means you'll be exempt from the ICAEW's full professional stage financial accounting application module. Now I'll talk a little about the exams on the day. All of the professional stage knowledge modules are examined by computer-based assessments, and these modules are made up of multiple choice questions only. At the professional stage, the application modules are traditional paper-based exams with a mix of multiple choice and written test questions. The pass mark for all of the professional stage is 55%, and they hold their exams in March, June, September and December. At the advanced stage, the two technical integration exams are multidisciplinary and contain a mix of written test and longer case study style questions. As for the case study exam, the bulk of the material for the case study is issued in advance of the exam, with the remainder issued on the day. This normally involves producing some form of report. Advanced stage exams are held in July and November and carry a pass mark of 50%. It's probably becoming clearer now that most of the ICAEW exams you will do will be very different from those you came across with AAT. All AAT exams are made up of manageable tasks, so you can always see clearly what is going on and what it is you actually need to do. If you choose to progress to the ICAEW, you almost certainly notice that the questions there can be quite long and as a result require a reasonable amount of reading. The questions also tend to have very unstructured requirements, which means that one of the first things you have to do is to decide for yourself what the examiners are asking for and what you should be saying. This means that a key skill you need is to be able to organise your thoughts logically, as well as feeling confident you can communicate your answers clearly in writing. If you feel this is a skill that you haven't at the moment, or that you'll be unable to develop successfully over the coming months, you should consider whether going on to study AAT to ACA Fast Track with ICAEW is right for you. As I mentioned earlier, AAT members who have completed the revised accounting qualification are eligible for exemption from the Business and Finance, Management Information and Accounting Knowledge modules at the professional stage. Further still, some AAT members may also be exempt from the Assured and Principles of Taxation knowledge modules. Obviously, if you are eligible for exemption, there should already be a high level of familiarity of the content within these modules. There may be some specific topics that you have not come across in detail before. To check, there's a list of the main topics making up these three knowledge modules. Again, it is available from the AET to ICAEW progression route page. If this is the case, then we recommend that any topics in these modules that you are not sure about, you need to try to get to grips with them before you move on to ICAEW. You may well find that as you progress with your ICAEW studies, there are topics from these earlier modules that are assumed knowledge, and this will obviously help you. You may already have access to materials covering these areas, but if not, it's worth noting the AET will be adding a range of learning resources exclusively to you as an AET full member to help bridge any particular gaps you might have. So check back regularly to see what's been added, or you may even have a specific area you would like to see covered. If so, then let us know by dropping an email to membershipdevelopment@aat.org.uk. Here, I've only covered the AET to ICAEW progression route, but our website also includes similar detailed information for some of the other common progression routes. Take a look at these sections, and you'll be able to get a better idea about how they would affect you. One final offering from AET. If you haven't already taken advantage of it, take the career questionnaire. If you're unsure which route is best for you, then give it a try, as it's designed to aid your decision as to which of the further qualifications would be most suitable for you. Again, like the other materials mentioned, the career questionnaire can be accessed from any of the progression route pages. I hope you found this podcast helpful, and I wish you the very best of luck with your future studies.